Item nine, discussion of possible action on residential ground lease form for Possum Kingdom real property, Riley Woods.
Okay, last board meeting, if you all recall, we changed our lease form to, in order to accommodate the change in the lease term and the lease, and the new lease rate methodology. Y'all asked, I think there were some questions concerning that form. Y'all asked if we could go back and consider a few changes, and these are the, basically the point of this is these are the changes that we're looking at making additional to that lease form. We've come back with three. I think there was a primary question concerning in one of the articles on doing the 10-year extension. There was a phrase, and I don't have the exact phrase here in front of me at the moment that's in the current lease, but it said something to the effect that they would only get the extension if they were in compliance with the terms of the lease, and we wanted to clarify that a little bit, so we've done that in this particular version here. The exact language will read, at the expiration of the term, which will be such and such, lessor agrees to extend this lease for an additional period of 10 years. However, lessee shall have no right to such extension if an event of default, which is defined otherwise in the lease agreement, as defined in Article 12 herein, exists at the expiration of the term or with the passage of time would exist. Additional changes we made, and we did this with help of outside counsel. It made it clear that the lease only has that the one-time extension is all that's guaranteed, that you're not guaranteed a lease renewal per se at the end of a time. We added a section under assignment concerning that lessees will provide us with any copies of surveys that they may do in connection with lease assignments. And we added a merger clause that basically provides that in the event at some point in the future we determine that we want to sell this property, that when if a lessee purchases it, that they agree that their estate is going to merge into our estate, and they'll just own the fee simple, and there's not going to be a remaining lease. So if there's any questions, I'll not, I can read the resolution. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 29, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adopted a new residential lease rate methodology, a new term for Possum Kingdom residential ground leases, and adopted corresponding changes to the residential ground lease form at its July 30, 2007 board meeting. And whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority requested additional changes and clarifications to the residential ground lease form at its July 30th, 2007 board meeting, such changes to be presented at the following board meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby modifies the residential ground lease form as follows. Article 1, modify section 1.2 to read as follows. 1.2, extension. At the expiration of the term, and I'm noticing just really quick, a mistake right here. That shouldn't read 2027. That should just be a blank. 1.2 extension at the expiration of the term, which will be December 31st blank. Lessor agrees to extend this lease for an additional period of 10 years extension. However, lessee shall have no right to such extension if an event of default as defined in Article 12 herein exists at the expiration of the term or with the passage of time would exist, which event of default has not been waived in writing by lessor. Should lessee desire an extension, lessee shall so notify lessor in writing at least 90 days prior to the expiration date, and upon receipt of such notice, lessor shall furnish lessee with written notice of its approval or disapproval of the request and notify lessee the amount of the annual rent, which shall be established by lessor in accordance with section 2.1 herein. Lessee shall have no right to renew or extend this lease other than the one-time extension provided for in this section. Article 9, add the following sentence to the end of Section 9.1, Lessee Assignment. Upon assignment of this lease, lessee shall provide lessor with copies of any surveys of the lease premises prepared in connection with such assignment. Article 18, add the following section and renumber remaining sections as necessary. 18.7, merger. In the event lessor authorizes lessee to purchase lessor's interest in the lease premises, lessor's interest, and lessee does in fact purchase such interest, then upon completion of such purchase and sell, lessee's interest in this lease, the lease premise and or leasehold estate shall merge into lessor's interest purchased by lessee, and this lease shall be extinguished, and the parties hereto shall have no further rights or obligations hereunder, except those rights and obligations which expressly survive termination of the lease.
Questions? Would someone like to make a motion to adopt with the change noted by Riley?
So moved.
Moved by Wade Gear, seconded by Sal Zaccarino. Pull the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Balion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director D. Cluett?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccarino?
Yes.
Hey, Steve, he said there was a mistake. Was that the year?
That was a set, yes.
December 31st, 2008, instead of
2027? Blank.
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 Blank. Okay.
Blank.
Okay. Blank. Blank.
Okay.
Okay. He. Okay. All right. He read the correct one. Okay. Thank you.